This holiday week, the upper Midwest is seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. Michigan is reporting an all-time high in daily cases, with hospitalizations up 46% in just 2 weeks. That's surely straining some hospitals there. Let's get an update now from Dr. Deborah Furholden, Associate Dean of Public Health at Michigan State University. Dr. Furholden, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, I'm reading 1 in 10 cases in the country comes from Michigan. Positivity rate there is 17%. Why the surge there now?
Well, we've been creeping along for the last several weeks. When the nation had an overall decline in COVID cases, that was not what was happening here. We had slow and steady gradual increase. And I think what happened is we didn't intervene. When we saw cases starting to creep up, that was the time to put mask mandates back in place, to really keep pushing for people to get vaccinated, to restrict indoor gatherings and density, you know, requiring kids to wear masks in schools, and we didn't do that. So in the face of that, what happened is we got this exponential effect, and several weeks later, we're now in a surge.
Yeah, well, kids are in school in much of the country, including your part of the country, and, you know, Michigan sees the colder weather before the rest of us in the country. Are there those factors too?
Yeah, those are absolutely factors. But the key is this. The trends sort of move and ebb and flow however they ebb and flow in different parts of the country, right? So what we're seeing now in other places is their numbers are starting to creep up gradually. Michigan will be a foreshadowing of what we can expect to see in other places in the weeks to come. You know, and the other thing is we had, unlike other places, we had better restrictions in place earlier on. So we had lower rates. And now when it started to creep up, we took our foot off the gas and people stopped and sort of relaxed a lot of the things that we were doing that had us flatten that curve in the first place. So I think Michigan is going to be a good, you know, foreshadowing of what we can expect to see in many other parts of the country. We have the highest rate right now, but mark my words, other states are right on our heels.
Now, Michigan's vaccination rate of people fully vaccinated is 54% compared to 59% nationally. What are you seeing? Can the hospitals cope right now?
No, and this is unfortunate. This is what happens when we get into this sort of epidemic proportion of disease. Our healthcare system, which is stellar, will not be able to meet the needs of all the people who need services. And that's unfortunate. We've got new COVID therapeutics that have emerged. We now know how to treat the most severely ill COVID patients, and to not have the capacity to treat all of those people and everybody to benefit from much of what we've learned about how to manage this in hospitalized cases will be avoidable and really tragic.
Wow. Now, we are also seeing cases rising in Europe. I've seen the numbers in Austria, Denmark, Germany, Holland, also generally cold weather places. Should that be cause for concern here?
Well, the thing is, many of these other places have had substantially lower rates than we've seen in the U.S. throughout the course of the pandemic. The colder weather will bring about some increases in cases. And the other thing is, in places where they haven't vaccinated people and they've had low case rates, they also lack that immunity that people get from infection and recovery. So those places will be more apt to see increases. It's almost like they're going to be sort of catching up, if you will, in COVID cases. And so the real solution here is we got to get people vaccinated. We just got to get people vaccinated. I know our nation's leading scientists are working on the second generation of vaccines. And we need that because the Delta variant was a game changer. The proportion of people who are vaccinated and, you know, getting severe symptoms and hospitalized is increasing. And so we're also looking forward to the second generation of vaccines. And the other thing is we need to go back to the basics. Hand washing, masking, and distancing are the things that we did even in the absence of a vaccine that really did help us a lot.
Great. Dr. Deborah Furholden, Michigan State University. Thank you very much.